Letter of Ignatios to the Trollians. Chapter 1. Ignatios, also called the God-Bearer, to a holy assembly which is in Tralles in Asia. Beloved as you are by God, the Father of Jesus the Anointed One, elect and worthy of God, possessing peace in flesh and spirit, and in the suffering of Jesus the Anointed One, in whom we have hope through our resurrection to Him. I salute you in the fullness of God, in the character of the envoys, and I pray that you rejoice to the greatest extent. By the will of God and of Jesus the Anointed One, your overseer, Polybios, has visited me here in Smyrna. He tells me that by nature, more than by habit, all of you are blameless in disposition and resolute in endurance. And despite the bonds which I bear for the Anointed One Jesus, he filled me with such consolation that in him I was able to behold your whole multitude. Therefore, accepting your spiritual goodwill through him, I gloried in God to find, as I perceived, that you are imitators of God. For it seems to me that, whenever all of you are subject to the overseer as you would be to Jesus the Anointed One, you are living not after the manner of men, rather according to Jesus the Anointed One who died for us, that by putting faith in his death, all of you might escape dying. Therefore, all of you must continue to do nothing apart from the overseer. Instead, you should also be subject to the elders, as to the envoys of Jesus the Anointed One, who is our hope in whom we shall be found, if only we live in him. But the ministers, since they are ministers of the mysteries of Jesus the Anointed One, should also please everyone in every way they can. For they are not merely ministers of food and drink. Instead, they are servants of an assembly of God. Therefore, they must avoid all charges against them, as they would beware of fire. In the same way, everyone should respect the ministers as they would Jesus the Anointed One, and the overseer as an example of the Father, but the elders as a congress of God and as a band of envoys. Apart from these, there is nothing which can be called an assembly. In such matters, I am persuaded that you are of the same opinion. For in your overseer, who is also here with me, I have received a manifestation of your love. His demeanor is a great lesson, but his meekness is a power. I rationalize that even the atheists respect him. Because I love you, I treat you gently, but on his behalf, I could write more sharply. However, condemned as I am, I have not felt myself in a position to command you as though I was an envoy. I have great mindfulness in God, but instead, I measure my words, lest my boasting should destroy me. For now I must, in fact, be more fearful than ever of paying attention to those who flatter me, for their words only serve to scourge me. For indeed, I long to suffer, but I do not know if I am worthy. For indeed, to many, my envy is not apparent, but for my part, it wages war against me. Therefore, my pleading is for humility, by which the chief of this age is brought to an end. It is not that I am unable to write you of heavenly things. Instead, I am afraid that, infants as you are, I might do you harm. And please share my convictions, else all of you may be choked by what you cannot swallow. For even for myself, I do not pretend to be a disciple merely because I am in chains, and because I can understand heavenly things, and the topographies of the messengers, and the formations of the chiefs, and things both visible and invisible. For we need many things that we may not lack God.